a hell of a night. What a night to be great. Let's go, Broncos up.
Big news out of Broncos headquarters today as Brandon Marshall signing a deal, making him a Denver Bronco for the foreseeable future. Hello, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani, Andrew Mason. And guys, the big news, Brandon Marshall going to be a Bronco for quite a long time.
Yeah, it's huge for the defense. And considering they lost Dane Trevathan in the free agency earlier this offseason, you needed to keep at least one part of the core of that defense, those inside side linebackers together. And Brandon Marshall, with all due respect to Dane Trevathan, Brandon Marshall, a little bit more complete player than Dane Trevathan. John Elway has prioritized him all offseason, wanted to get a deal done, and here we are, it's done.
Yeah, and what a great moment for Brandon Marshall, considering where he's come from. Cut in Jacksonville, came here with a chip on his shoulder, looking to prove something. Now he gets the big deal, and it's an exciting day for him. And the defense gets its quarterback back, essentially. And I think that Brandon proved a lot to the team by showing up for offseason workouts, even though he hadn't had the deal done, knowing that, hey, this is where I want to be, and now he gets the contract.
What does that do now for this defense, though? You think about all the pieces that they're bringing back. Mace, what does this do now for inserting him as a permanent part of that linebacking core?
Well, certainly it brings stability to an area that was lacking it a little bit with Trevathan's departure. And something that Brandon Marshall talked about a few weeks back, which I thought was interesting, is that this defense is poised for a potential long run as an elite unit because, of course, Chris Harris Jr. is on a long-term deal. Derek Wolfe was on a long-term deal. Now you have Brandon Marshall. You've got, you know, depth at pass rushers with young guys like Shaquille Barrett and Shane Ray, in addition to Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. Bradley Roby's developing into a very good cornerback. You can see the parts, like, coming into place that will ensure that this Broncos defense isn't just a one or two shot wonder, that this could be a defense that's elite for several years, not unlike the great defenses of league history.
And the thing I think that makes Brandon special, like you've said a lot, Mace, is that there's not a lot of linebackers who are on the field all the time. He's in there, he gives a play, and he covers such a huge range using his speed. He's definitely a core, almost literally in the center of that defense, communicating with everybody and covering a lot of ground.
A core on the field and also a core leader inside the locker room. Brandon Marshall joining the likes of DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller back for the long term for the Denver Broncos. That'll do it for us. For Matt Boyer, Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, this is Broncos TV. We hope to see you again soon.